Earn, Spend, Live presents Eavesdropping. Real women, real talk.
Hey guys, it's Malia
and Elise
from Earn, Spend, Live. And this week we're talking about friendships at work, intern life, from being interns to working with interns. And then we're going to fess up and let you know if we've been responsible or not and finish with a little dose of something positive. Let's get started.
So this week, we read an article. I read it.
Elise found it.
Yeah, I found it. It was on Career Contessa. It's called Should You Work With or For Your Friends? Or just friends, if you're looking it up. So it's basically about how we've always been told we shouldn't work with our friends or mix like business with pleasure and all that. Basically, Career Contessa is saying that you should work with friends.
I mean, honestly, like, I read this and I thought back to my retail days because I worked at Target for, like, ever, 3 years. Anyway, so, like, during that time, I had, like, some college friends that I looked forward to going to work, not because working retail was so great, but because I'd become friends with people. Mm-hmm. So if I knew I was working, like, a shift with Jeremy or, you know, a shift with Kayla, I was like, oh, yeah, I get to see Kayla today. We'll zone pharmacy together. Yeah, because such is the life of the minimum wage drudgery.
That's so true.
But yeah, like,
thinking about it, like, see someone. Yeah, that's why I probably hated my jobs, is because I didn't click with anyone when I was in retail. They were all, like, old and, like, boring.
Yeah, Elise worked at, like, small boutiques and stuff, so she had, like, two people.
And I worked at Belk for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Never do it. It's like a prison.
Yeah. But, I mean, with Target, there were enough people that even if I legitimately hated this one kid, then there was going to be a normal human there, too, that I could work with.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare you had total, like, dud shifts. So, for me, that's totally translated to my professional life, like, with, you know, my post-grad 9-to-5. I look forward to coming to work and, like, filling people in on stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's 90% of why I love my job so much. Like, I literally look forward to kind of, like, I will, like, be going through Twitter or Instagram and, like, see something that reminds me of you guys, and I'll save it, like, take a screenshot, and, like, save it for work the next day. Like, I literally can't wait to see y'all and tell y'all.
Agreed.
Fun fact, I actually like you guys.
She tries to hide it, but we know she loves them.
Yeah.
But I can see, so the other thing that they talked about at the end of the article, at first they were like, you need to be friends with your coworkers. People used to be friends with their coworkers. Be friends with your coworkers. And we're like, yeah, okay.
But it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
It's true.
Shit gets awkward.
Real awkward. Anytime there's, like, a problem, then you're faced with, like, you have a conflict at work, and you have a conflict with a friend.
Well, and it says, like, long story short, you can work with your friends, it's encouraged, but you have to be willing to get uncomfortable with that friend. So you have to have, like, a stable relationship.
Elise and I have gotten uncomfortable before.
We have a couple times. That's cool.
But it's always good. That's, like, I dread it. Because, like, you know, we're like, okay, we're going to go, like, eat and do this thing, and it's going to be weird.
Food makes it better.
Very true.
We always plan our awkward conversations over food.
Good food, not, like, salads, yeah. Like,
oh,
fried
no,
food.
Oh, I wouldn't eat salad anyway.
Yeah, I'm not a salad eater. Yeah. I liked, so in the article, the other thing I really liked was the Oreo
effect.
Yes.
Explain that.
It's the most relatable. Oh, my gosh. So, Oreo effect is, like, you're living with someone for a while, and you buy neighborhood Oreos, and then your freaking roommate keeps taking all your Oreos, and then when they replace them, they buy the crappy Whispering Owl Kroger off-brand kind that are, like, a dollar. And so then you're stuck eating the crappy Oreos, and so, like, slowly you get a bunch of resentment because all you want are some name-brand Oreos. But if you don't talk to them about it, what was it? They had scenarios. They were, like, either...
You have to, like, I'm right there. I'm looking at it right now. You fail to set clear rules for the dynamic, i.e. desserts and snacks are not shared groceries. We'll each buy our own.
So you can have your crappy Whispering Owl Oreos, and I can have Nabisco.
Yeah, so work with your friends only if you're willing to get a little awkward. There's no room in the dynamic for passive-aggressive behavior, letting things slide, or hurt feelings. That's so true.
Also, you should know that, like, I'm shedding a single solitary tear over here because deep in my heart, I really enjoy passive-aggressive solutions to problems.
Oh, I know you do.
There's so much less awkward. Yeah. It's, like, my one guilty.
I thought you were going to say it's, like, your one flaw. It's
my one flaw. I am otherwise flawless. No, it's, like, the one thing that, like, I'm really, really, really working on as a human.
I think it's also awkward because, like, we were coworkers first. So we had that relationship. And then, I mean, I call you a friend. Like, yeah. We're friends.
Yeah. I text you, like, on the weekends.
I feel like it's less weird than if you were friends with someone and then you started working and you had to figure out that dynamic.
I agree.
Because when I am, like, out until 3 a.m. taking shots and, like, dancing barefoot with you, like, I'm not going to respect you as much.
It's going to be different.
It's hard.
And if you go out, like, for me at least, like, if you go out after already having, like, this solid foundation of, like, work respect, it's way easier. Like, I can buy you a shot. It's not a big deal.
But it is harder when one of your coworker friends gets a promotion and they're, like, over you. Because then it's like, dude, I've literally seen you, like...
Or do that. Don't make sense.
Do dumb things. Dudes can mean girls. Okay.
But, yeah. That's... So, there... It's fraught with a lot of, like,
tension. You get a promotion and you're over someone else.
Because then you're trying to make someone listen to you
and it's like... They don't really...
Yeah.
Know.
Like, they're not listening to you. And you're like, I know why you're not listening to me, but, like, you have to listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm still important. Thank you.
It's like marriage. It's hard work.
Yeah. So there's a lot of compromise.
That I know.
Yeah. I don't know. So Elise has a pillow on her couch that says, "This is always right." And the back says, "Mr. Right."
Well, Austin bought that because I'm literally always right.
Yeah. So basically, she's married.
Basically.
Okay, so now that I've thoroughly derailed our conversation, on the topic of, like, working promotion, and promotions...
That leads us to our Real Talk section.
Real Talk! You introduce it.
I've introduced the last one.
Oh, oops. Okay, well, in that case... So, if you read Ernst & Live, you know that we're both, like, pretty early in our professional careers, and that we're nerds / go-getters who totally had internships in college... different internships, and then we started interning for the company we're full-time with. So anyway, we have a lot of experience both being an intern and then at our company. We have a lot of interns on our team, and so we work on working with them, and, I don't know, mentoring sounds stuffy, but whatever.
Well, and it's funny because I had one internship during college, and then, like, a month after I graduated, I took a month to, like, get a tan, like, sleep in, do what I want.
Priorities!
And then I got offered an internship at Inuvo, where we work now, and I was literally an intern for, like, 2 weeks until I got promoted to full-time, and then, like, a week later, I was assigned my own intern.
Yeah.
So, it was a real weird experience.
Yeah, so my first internship was with an e-commerce company called Bourbon & Boots, and I was a content writing intern. And so I worked on product pages, and I did that anyway, so I was, like, a true intern. And then when it came to holidays, I was packing and helping with shipping and all this, like, true intern. I did not fetch coffee, but, like, yeah.
Who really does? I feel like the one in the movie.
That's a lie. No one ever fetches coffee, but people do what I say, I'll make you get my coffee.
Yeah.
So that was my first internship, and then I started working at Inuvo my senior year of college, and then... I was an intern, and then as an intern, I was given the responsibility of editing the finance website, and then also had interns.
And then.
I really like saying "and then." It's a really good sequential
really
storytelling. I have a really successful career. So as an intern, like, as an intern editor, I had intern writers that were working on the site that I was working on.
So she was, like, the head intern.
Yes. So anyway, we have a lot of experience. And then now that I'm full-time, like, I've also had interns working with me. So we're, like, intern experience.
We're the experts. We're the intern whisperers, so listen and do everything we say.
Yeah.
JK.
We don't have any actual interns here to, like, confirm or deny that they do or do not like us. So we're just going to pretend that we are universally beloved.
So what did you learn from... transitioning from an intern to having your own intern? So I learned a lot.
I learned... Man, you go first, because I feel like I learned too much.
I learned a few things. Let's sift through. Number one, I learned you should just shut up and do things. Like, Okay. Number one thing is your boss or whoever is in charge of you does not want to hear excuses. If they tell you you messed something up or you did something wrong, literally just say, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Do not fight. Do not say, oh, well, this happened, and then that's why I didn't get this done. And then, no. Like, literally nobody wants to hear that. They will hate you. So just shut up and do better. That's my number one lesson for, like, not even just
interns. That's, like, everything.
In general. Yes. Everyone needs to learn that. Get it through their
it's
head.
It's so hard because you want to defend yourself.
Yeah,
but you just have to, like,
instinct, but you can't.
You have to swallow that instinct whole. Yeah. Like,
because they don't care. They really don't care. It's just you're putting them behind and not, like,
well, and
they don't care about
it. Like, they know. You know, like, I feel like when I start to try to explain myself to someone, and this happens, I mean, personally, too. Like, mm-hmm. if you flake or bail or you're late or whatever, you know, chances are, like, the person you're working with, you work with pretty closely, and they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they know that you're, like, shorting on poor projects. Yeah.
Communicate, communicate, communicate. Like, if you know you're going to miss a deadline or you know you're going to be late, just tell somebody. Because if you tell them before it happens, they're going to be nice to you, chances are. But if you don't say anything and you fuck everything up, you will not be forgiven. So that's my number one lesson. Number two, have your own ideas. Don't, like, you can be a yes person, always say yes, but bring something to the table. Don't just be a little lapdog. Don't ever say you're bored. Don't say, I'm bored, like, what else can I do? Instead of that, come up with an idea and then take it to your boss and be like, hey, everyone, I have things to do. Can I do this?
And this is, like, so this is, these are, I mean, I don't want to speak for Elise, but for me, these are things that are things that I totally was, like, guilty of doing on more than one occasion as an intern. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in a new though, because it's my second internship.
Yeah.
But definitely my first internship or in classes or whatever. And it's stuff that I wish I had understood a little sooner.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made me a much less annoying intern.
Well, and I learned it the hard way, kind of, because during my first internship, it was hashtag blessed. Like, I had a great internship, loved the people. But they were super, super busy, and they wouldn't really give me much to do. They wouldn't give me much direction, and so I really just had to figure it out. And instead of, like, getting on Facebook or getting on Pinterest, like, I would come up with things and bring it to them and be like, can I do this? And I didn't realize, like, at the time, I was just like, God, like, I wish they'd give me something to do. Did they hate me? But then at the end of my internship, I was told that, like, that was why they liked me, was because I actually brought something to the table instead of just being like, what can I do for you today?
I can see that, because you do that a lot. You do the right thing a lot now. She doesn't, like, sit around going, what do I do?
That's why. Like, I hate when someone comes, like, no boss wants an employee to come to them and be like, hey, like, will you come up with something for me to do? Because I don't have time for that. I don't want to, like, give you homework. Like, just
I'm not filling
something.
Out your planner next to mine. Like, I have mine. That's it. Yeah.
Right. Your job as an intern is to make everybody else's lives easier. And maybe learn a little something in the process. But you're mostly there for them. So
I would think one of the things that I learned from being an intern and then working with an intern on the topic of, like, learning something is the sorts of things that I think are important to convey to interns. So, like, mm-hmm. deadline. So some things I'm a total hard ass about. And like, shut up. You are too. I hate you. Elise only makes me sound mean, but I promise she's mean too.
She's literally, like, good cop, bad cop, and she's always the bad cop.
Oh, it's a rough life having standards and principles. But yeah, like, stuff that can be a total hard ass about some stuff, and other stuff I'm totally, like, low-key, chill, willing to work with you on it, because what I try to do is pick my battles in the sense of what I know from being an intern is the hardest thing to do. So if, you know, managing your own time can be really difficult as an intern, knowing what's most important.
Yes, so, that's a hard one. And that's something, like, when you have an intern, you should always tell them, communicate what is the most important thing.
But then if I tell you that, like, project A is the most important and you finish project B but not project A, I'm going to be really irked. Like, it's not going to be a good day. So that's one of the things, like, where I try to use my experience.
I know something.
Elise just, like, had a lightning bolt hit her face.
Malia hates, she told me this the other day, when interns don't take notes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is one of the things. I've always been, like, an obsessive note taker. Mm-hmm. But if I were interning again, I would glue a notepad to my hand because it drives me crazy if I'm trying to talk to you about something or if we're in a meeting and you don't bring a notebook.
And you're just, like, nodding. Like, yeah, I'll remember that 2 weeks from now. Like,
you
no,
won't.
You won't.
Like, that's what you will literally not. You might write it down and never look at it again, mm-hmm. but at least you have it somewhere.
At least we know that you're, like, going through the motions.
Yeah. And that's not something I can, like, relate to you on personally because I swear to God I took notes anytime my boss said, like, a word. I, like, write it down. Because, yeah, I can't.
That's a major thing.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. Like, there's so much. That's the thing. Is there's so much that you learn from being an intern and then working with an intern.
Well, and it's such a different... It's kind of like... being in a job interview versus being the job interviewer.
Oh, that's a whole other
I learned
podcast.
So much more from interviewing
yes.
people than I ever did from being interviewed.
Yeah, we'll have to do a podcast on that next.
We do. Coming soon.
Keep listening.
I know. I'm pulling from... Okay, so we have an article on the site that one of our writers, Christine,
yeah.
wrote because she was an intern for like a year.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Something like that. And so she wrote like... how to get a full-time job when you're an intern. And oh, it's one of my favorite articles
it's
on the site.
So
it might
good.
Actually be my favorite.
Like, really go read it.
It's so good. But
and
one
even
of the
if you're not
said,
an intern, it's still a good read.
Yeah. One of the things she said, though, was to, like, act like you want to be there and get involved. Don't just, like, show up and not talk to anybody, do your job, and then go home. Like, if they're going to a baseball game, like, go to the company baseball game or, like, go to happy hour, even if you can't drink, like, even if you're 18. Just go and talk to people. Because otherwise nobody's going to remember you, and when it comes time to hire someone, they're not really going to think about you.
That's something I did much better at my second internship, the one with Inuvos, than I did at my first.
Yeah.
Because I lived in Conway, a small town outside of Little Rock, so I was driving 30 minutes in for my internship, and so I really tried to work from home whenever I could. But it was more convenient for me, and I got a lot of work done, but I missed out on a lot of time being in the office and, you know, just drinking coffee and going to lunch and, mm-hmm. you know, just sitting somewhere. I might have gotten more done at home, but I think I missed on a lot of, like,
yeah.
networking and getting to know you. And at Inuvo, I basically lived at the office, and that went much better.
Yeah, so long story short, just live at the office.
Yeah, that's totally healthy, right? Yeah, we have all these articles about work-life balance, but clearly we took none of them to heart.
Another really important thing is to research. Research everything.
Yeah.
Because even if, like I said earlier, you come up with an idea, like, have something to support it. Don't just be like, this sounds fun, I want to do this. Like, do something that's going to help the company. Research the company, research your industry, like, just get better.
Even if it's something like, oh my gosh, so I'm back to commuting once again, and so since I have a 30-minute drive, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of the things that has made the drive better is downloading, like, industry podcasts. So for me right now, we're trying to do a lot with Earn, Spend, Live on Pinterest, so I've literally looked up podcasts about Pinterest, and that's been really, really helpful. That was one of the places where I felt like I did really well as an intern. Like, I was always researching.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have to ask someone a question,
right.
Don't.
Never ask someone a question that you can Google.
Yeah.
And I'm really bad about that because I'm an out loud thinker, but, like, don't actively go to your boss's office and ask them something that you could just look up yourself.
I feel like we're just spewing advice.
I know.
We're, like, fountains of
just
advice.
It's like all our pet peeves.
Yeah. And some of them, like, it's funny, if I could go back and be an intern, I think I would do several things totally differently.
Oh, let's talk about that. What would you do differently?
I would meet every single deadline all the time.
You'd meet deadlines?
I mean, I could think of a few where, like, I was pushing it.
Oh.
So it's not that I didn't meet them. It's that I probably met them late enough to, like, stress my boss out.
Mm.
Like, if it was a page that needed to be up the next day, it would be, like, done at midnight or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
I think I'm a really, really shy person when I'm out of my element, so I would go back and not be as shy. Like, literally my first week at Inuvo, this is a funny story. So our team was having trivia night, and, like, they invited me, of course. Well, at the last minute, I just decided not to go because I just, like, got anxiety. I was like, I don't know these people. Like, I got so scared. So I didn't go. And then, like, the very next day, my boss was like, so you really need to get more involved with your coworkers. And I haven't missed a team event since.
True. You're always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was mortifying. And I love them now. I don't know why I was ever scared. I mean, they're crazy, but.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's such a loud
people. That was, like, the week before you came,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Okay, I wouldn't have gone. I hate trivia. I hate it so much. Nothing will ever make me bite that bullet.
That's funny.
Maybe I made it sound like I have more regrets than I do. I actually always think I'm perfect.
We're perfect.
Yeah. I feel like I might have tried dressing up a little bit more. Like, even though I was in a casual office.
I tried real hard.
It was so hard for me because in college, I would wake up and I would go to class, and in my head, I was always going to, like, somehow have time to go home and change.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But, yeah, I would end up doing homework or, like, grabbing lunch and eating it in one hand and running to my car. And, yeah, like, I made things way too hectic, and so I would wear whatever I just, like, wore to class, which mostly wasn't, like, truly heinous. There weren't any, like, t-shirts that I stole from my boyfriend, you know, in that rotation, but there also weren't any blazers, so.
Guys, go buy a blazer. Just buy one. Wear it over everything. Just get one from Old Navy or Forever 21. And another thing that I regret is being scared to talk to my boss. Like, just in general. Like, and even now, when I have an intern who's, like, scared to talk to me, it literally breaks my heart. So, like, I can't imagine what my boss went through. So, like, don't be scared of your boss because they want you to come talk to them. Unless they're super-duper busy.
Yeah.
But
maybe your boss is an asshole, but probably
not. Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and assume
they're
not. They're
most likely like us, and they want to talk to you.
Yeah. If your boss is young and cool, then, like, tell them they're young and cool. But, oh my gosh, our summer intern said the other day, we were talking to her, and she was like, is it you who apologized for cussing in front of her?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. I was, like, dropping F-bombs.
She's going to kill us if she listens to this podcast.
She probably is. We mentioned her, like, 2 podcasts now. But anyway, yeah, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry if we actually, I don't even think I apologized. I don't know why I said that.
So
like,
oh,
sorry, we cuss a lot around here. And she was like, oh, like, I just try not to cuss around adults. And I literally looked around for an adult. Girl, I'm 23.
When Elise gets carded at the liquor store, she'll do things like ask them how old they think she is.
I do.
And she really wants them to
say
16. Like, 16. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
So being called an adult.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever. Don't call me ma'am.
Say, there's no actual life advice from that. It's just a really funny story. Okay.
Oh, that's another thing, though, is, like, some companies don't cuss, and they're very strict, but, like, I've never worked in that environment.
That's true.
But even then, always wait until you hear your boss drop an F-bomb before you start, like, getting too comfortable.
That's just a life advice moment. And as an intern, I found myself doing a couple of things to kind of make myself seem more professional. So I've never worn shorts to the office. But
that's just another life lesson. Do not wear shorts to the office.
Don't do that. But I also would try not to cuss a lot. And even at, like, around my boss, I should clarify. Around people who, like,
around
are
important people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elise is not important. But yeah, like, stuff like that. I would never, like, have more than one drink at happy hour. You know, just stuff like that. Like, I would try to be fun, but, like, very professional and very on guard, and I would know what was going on. I also didn't really like to leave work early or get to work late or take long lunches. You know, the stuff that, like, really matters.
People say they're not watching, but they're watching.
And they're secretly judging you.
Yes.
At least I am. But I'm a
always.
Mean person.
We judge always.
But, yeah. So.
But as long as you're getting your work done at the same time.
That's true. I'll be like, damn, how does she get here at, like, 8, take a 2-hour lunch and leave at 4 and still have all of her shit done? I'll be, like, jealous. Like, impressed.
That's the thing. My day one at my internship, my boss told me, you know, she's like, literally no one cares what you do around here. Like, they don't care if you take a 2-hour lunch break. Like, do whatever you want as long as you get your work done. Because as soon as you don't get your work done, that's when people start noticing.
Yeah. So, moral of the story, take a lot of notes. Be profesh. Show up.
Profesh-ish.
research.
Don't be too professional.
Listen to this whole podcast over and over until you're a wildly successful.
And just be yourself.
Absolutely not. That is the last
Don't be
thing
yourself.
You do. No kidding. Yeah, I mean, definitely be yourself. Like, you want to get to know your coworkers. Fitting in at the office is like a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Be a kiss ass. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that I don't appreciate a good like sucking up.
So. I do. I love compliments.
Elise, your eyes are really pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, I really didn't know what you were doing. And
okay, so now I've thoroughly derailed the podcast by talking about Elise's eyes, which, by the way, really are, like, gorgeous doe eyes, like, Disney princess beauty.
I got a new eyeshadow this morning. It's fine.
Was it the Ashley Tisdale one?
It is. It's Illuminate by Ashley Tisdale, a.k.a. Sharpe Evans. Go buy it.
For those of you who are like me and that took you a minute, that was a High School Musical reference.
My whole life is a High School Musical reference.
So on that topic, how are you doing on adulting? How responsible
see.
Are you?
Well, I'm actually going to stay the night at my parents' house, so not that well.
But it's just spend time with family. That's like a super grown-up adulty thing to do.
It is. And my nephew's going to stay the night. We're probably going to order pizza. So I'm kind of babysitting. In a way. So, okay, we always say minimum is like 5. Like, if you're meeting the bare minimum.
You're
like
paying
5.
Your bills, you're feeding yourself.
I paid the
food.
Rent yesterday on time, like a day early. So that's like a 6.
And you've like orchestrated.
And I print out pay stubs.
Yeah, she's like orchestrating
new
a new apartment situation.
So like an 8. I'm doing well.
I got my library card this week. So, like, that's a good point. And I checked out a business book. It's Project Management for the Unofficial Project Manager, and I'm pretty stoked about it because I'm a big old nerd.
Also, turn right behind you is the 1 minute manager.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, like, business books for days. We had a conversation about business books this
week.
Yes,
we did. We're both reading them. I'm reading Career Code by the Women of Who, What, Where.
Yeah. Pretty excited about
We're
that.
We're both kind of killing it.
I'm reading it when she's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of what I've had going on this week. Just normal work stuff, normal house stuff. My dogs are alive. I'm keeping, like, that's living good. Animals alive. I've made doctor's appointments for myself on the phone. So, yeah, I'm like a 9.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm a 9. If you're a 9, I'm a 9.
Well, then I'm 10. You're like a 9.
I'm not perfect.
I'm always perfect. 95% of my ego is, like, sham, but, like, their 5 is a pretty, like, strong.
Pretty solid.
Pretty strong, solid 5%.
Jinx.
Okay,
so what's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
I got my library card.
That's the best thing that's happened to you?
Girl, you don't even know. Our library is 5 stories. 5! That's taller than the building we work in. 5 stories of library. And there's a cafe. I got a bagel at the library. Got 3 books. And they have DVDs and audiobooks. So whenever I finish listening to work podcast.
Listening.
I know. I don't know what happened there. But whenever I finish listening to work podcast, I'm going to listen to some audiobooks. What's the best thing that happened to you this week? Talk that.
I'm literally sitting here trying to think.
She made fun
thing.
Of my library card. But it turns out she doesn't have anything better.
Earnspin Live is switching over to a new server, and it's not going to be broken anymore, so that's the best thing that's happened to me.
That's true. I forgot about that. That's like
amazing.
Some very level.
It's going to be cheetah fast.
Yeah, so by the time you listen to this podcast, it will have already been a long ago change.
Yes.
And you will never have even known that the site was super slow.
Yeah, super glitchy. Buggy.
But now it's going to be perfect.
Yes.
And you'll have nothing to do but read all of our amazing content.
It was also a good week because we came up with our official name for this podcast.
Podcast name!
Finally! We've been through like 5 different names.
Podcast name! You going to tell it?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to know what it is when they're like listening to this.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Well, it's still really exciting.
It's called Eavesdropping.
Ha, like Adam
Get
and
it?
Eve.
Get it?
Real Women Don't Talk, and we're super jacked about it.
Yeah, in case you don't get it, in case you're dumb, it's like Adam and Eve, like Eve is like women.
Yeah. Women.
Women.
Strapping.
Real women.
Yeah, okay, I think we've, like,
we've
bludgeoned our own joke to death. So, if you aren't tired of us yet, and we hope that you're still not.
But you probably are.
Go ahead and check us out on earnspinlive.com and follow us on literally every form of social media. You can find, it's literally at earnspinlive on Twitter.
Everything.
Facebook, Snapchat.
We're so original.
We're on Tumblr. We're on YouTube. Goodreads. Pinterest.
Literally everything.
Everywhere. Periscope. Yeah, everywhere.
We're kind of on Periscope.
We're totally there. Yeah, whatever. We're everywhere. You can find us. Oh, and you can email us at hitusup@earnspinlive.com if you have any questions, suggestions, topics you'd like us to cover, article ideas, whatever. Cool.
Bye.